Today Shir Masechta Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis at the Gemara right after the Mishnah at the bottom of the Yomid. Says the Gemara Amar Rami Bachama. Maishna Cheresh V'Chereshes, as we learned in our previous Shir in the Mishnah, Maishna Cheresh V'Chereshes, that the Kinel Rabbanan Nesuim, that Chazal said that even though, as we discussed in our Shir, that a Cheresh and a Chereshes don't really have a P halacha, mental capacity, Chazal said their kedushin is still considered a valid kedushin. And asked the Gemara, Maishna, why is that the halacha that by cheresh v'cheshes, tekinel rabbanan nesun, Chazal instituted that their marriage is valid? Well, Maishna the shaita, when we have the husband is a shaita, v'shaita, or if the woman who's getting married is in that category, Chazal did not institute that they halachically could get married. The Tanya, as indeed we learn in a Braisa, Shaita v'katan shenasu nashim, whether an individual is a Shaita, who is a katan, who married women, umesu, and they died without children, Mishisayim, their wives are p'turim and chalitzim and yibam, and the reason their wives are p'turim from chalitza and yibam is because they're not having been considered married, answers the Gemara. Cheresh v'chereshes, the kaimut the takanta b'rabbanan. Cheresh v'chereshes, although unfortunately they have this issue, they are people who can live properly one with the other. They'll manage the way they're living. And since they are able to survive living that way, that's why, says the Gemara, the kaim v'takanta rabbanan, tekinel hu rabbanan nesuin. That's why Chazal said that their marriage should be considered a valid marriage. However, shoita v'shoita, if the husband or the wife are individuals who have this mental issue, who are not don't have this mental issue, the halacha is that loy tekaim v'takanta rabbanan, since there's a rule, since there's a fact that ein adam dar im nachash b'kiyuf achas, it's impossible to coexist with a person like that in one place, just like a person cannot coexist with a nachash, with a snake, so is it difficult to have a marriage this way between a cheresh and a chereshes, between a shaita, if the husband or wife is a shaita, therefore the marriage is not considered a marriage. The Gemara in Masech the Kedushin says, a Mekadosh is a Isha, if somebody makes Kedushin with a wife, I'm Nashani Tzaddik, with the condition that I am certainly a Tzaddik, V'nimtza Rasha, and he turns out to be a Rasha, Harezim Mekadoshes. The Kedushin is still halachically considered a valid Kedushin. For the Gemara says, hear a B'tshuva. Maybe for one moment he had to hear a Tshuva. For one moment he was ready to do the right thing. And since for that moment he was ready to do the right thing, he's considered a tzaddik. Now the question is, as the Ma'or Einayim, of course everybody should be in that category, because the Gemara says, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, the Gemara, every day, bas kol yoytzes mehar choyriv, every day there's a bas kol that emanates from Har Sinai, u'machrezes shuva barim shuvavim. So we see that everybody certainly had to have done a tshuva. So if everybody certainly did a tshuva, what is the Gemara saying? We have to examine, maybe he was a tzaddik that day. Certainly he was a tzaddik. Says the Maranayim, our Gemara just said that ein adam dar im nochesh b'kfif achas. Each one of us, unfortunately, he explains, lives with a nochesh in us. For each one of us, he explains, has in us a Yetzirah, who is the Nachash, who tries to trip us up to do an Aveira. And because each one of us have in ourselves this Nachash, who tries to get us to do Aveiras, that is what prevents that here Tshuva that should be emanating and should be influencing us from being able to do what's right and from being able to become indeed Tzaddikim. And in fact, he explains, that's why the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Sumaira Vesei Toiv. He explains that because we all have within us, this nachash, with all we have within us, this yetzer hara. This nachash, this yetzer hara, is the one that tries to trip us up and tries to stop us from doing the right thing. As long as that is within us, it's impossible for us to become the people we are supposed to become. That's why the Gemara, that's why the Pasuk says, Sumera, our first obligation is Sumera, to stay away from the Nachash, and then take that Yetzirah out of our system, and then Asay Tov. Says Tosfos, that even though we just learned that Chazal did not institute a Kedushin for a Shaita, because the reason is, Ein Adam Dar Im Nachash B'Kvif Achas, says Tosfos that if they already got married, then the marriage is considered valid. And not only does Tosfos suggest that the marriage is considered valid, but Tosfos takes it a step further. Because as we learned in the Mishnah, we're going to learn in the Gemara, Mitzvah Shem, later in our Shir today, Chazal were concerned that if one were to divorce his wife, who is a Shaita, she may not behave the way she's supposed to behave. So not only did Chazal say that if they got married, they should get married, but if they got married, the marriage is valid. The halacha is that, and this way some soifer explains what Tosfos says, because midaraisa, Chazal, the marriage may be considered a valid marriage. And therefore, Chazal advise us to avoid that, making get married that way. But once we get married, the halacha is not only are they allowed to remain married, but it may be actually a situation where they must remain married. Continues the Gemara. Umayshna cotton, the like the kinner rabbanan soon. So now ask the Gemara, why by cotton that Chazal not institute nesuin? And as the way to understand the Gemara's question is not that we've established that where do or don't Chazal establish that there should be a nesuin. In a case where they can live peacefully together, Chazal instituted Kedushin. In a case where they can't live peacefully together, Chazal did not institute Kedushin. So ask the Gemara, a katan can live peacefully with somebody else. Maishna Cheresh, asked the Gemara, the light tekinah rabbanan nesuin, the cherish tekinah rabbanan nesuin. Answers the Gemara, cherish the light asul klal nesuin, a cherish will never be able to have a proper nesuin deraisa, because unfortunately he's a cherish. So says the Gemara, tekinah rabbanan nesuin, Chazal said that they should have nesuin as long as they're at least, they should have some sort of nesuin. However, cotton, dasul klal nesuin, the cotton that will ultimately be able to have nesuin deraisa when he becomes a gadol, like the kinner rabbanan nesuin, the Chazal did not want to institute a nesuin rabbanan. Ask the Gemara, but we've been discussing so extensively in our shiurim that a ketana, so the halacha is a ketana, her father has the right to marry her off, no one else. For we've been learning in our mesecta over and over again that Chazal gave that ability to her mother and brothers to marry her off, albeit with a Kedusha Drabonim. But ask the Gemara, V'rektana da'asil chal nesuin, this ketana will ultimately come to that status, because she'll become a gdaila. Yet, as we mentioned, we often learn, tekinu rabbanan nesuin. Answers the Gemara, the reason Chazal instituted such a nesuin by ketana, it's because if she will be unmarried, we're concerned about her behavior. But now ask the Gemara, so we have now two examples of a Kedusha Derabonon, a Ketana and by Cherish. But ask the Gemara, Mashna Ketana, why by Ketana is the Alocha the Mamamana, that there's a rule that she could do Mion, which annuls the Kedushin, because it's only a Kedusha Derabonon. And why should not the halacha be the same by chareshes? Maishna chareshes by chareshes loy mimnam. Then answers the Gemara, the Imkain. If we're going to institute by cheresh that they could do miun, mimni v'loy nezbele. People will never want to marry a cheresh because she's going to be a cheresh forever. And the way the Rishonim explained this Gemara is as follows. A ketana indeed could do miyun. But there's a limited window of time when that miyun could be done. It could only be done until, as long as she's a ktana. Once she becomes a gdaila, she's no longer a candidate for miyun. And then her husband will not avoid marrying her because he'll know that as long as he's able to hold on to her until she becomes a gdaila, everything will be fine. But a cheresh, who's going to remain forever a cheresh, and if we give them her the right to do miyun, so the husband is always concerned that she may exercise at one point that right. And therefore, she won't, he'll never want to marry such a woman. And we're trying to encourage that such a marriage should be able to take place. That's the way Rashi explains. Ritva has a different explanation. He says that the ktana is a perfectly fine girl. She's a ktana, but the mitzvah shem shall be a gedayla. A cheresh has a problem. She's a cheresh, and explains the Ritva. If we're going to, and we want to encourage men to marry her, so we start with the issue that she's a cheresh. If coupled with the fact that she's a cheresh, we're also going to say that she could do miyun, then that will be a woman that no one will ever want to marry. Ask the Gemara. So my ketana d'ochel betruma. The halacha is that if a mother or a brother is married off a ketana to a kohen, the halacha she's allowed to eat truma d'rabbanan. Or my shna chareshes. Why, when we have a kedusha of a chareshes, the loy d'ochel betruma, she doesn't eat truma. And the Aruch HaNer explains what is the sequence of our Gemara, that the Gemara just asked this question after it says the teretz that it gave regarding miyun. So he explains like this. If the Gemara had said the difference between a ketana and a chareshes, then we could understand that by ketana, we wanted people to get married to her. That's why Chazal said she should be able to eat truma, because truma, as we often describe, is much less expensive than regular chulin. A chareshes, people will want to marry, and therefore Chazal did not need to let her eat truma. People will want to marry her anyway, because she's an adult woman, she could have regular bia. But now, explains Dar Choner, that the way the Gemara just explained is that it's easier to marry off a ketana than to marry off a chareshes. So if by ketana, Chazal said that she should be allowed to eat truma in order to get her married off, so certainly by chareshes, that the Gemara just said it's harder to marry off a chareshes, the halacha ought to be that she should be allowed to eat truma. And we learned not like that. The Tanan, for quotes the Gemara, the Mishnah Masechta Gittin Daf Nun Hayam and Aleph, it says, "Hey, Reb Yochanan Gugodel Chareshes Shesia Via, a Chareshes that was married off by her father, Shiyotz Beget, in order to dissolve that marriage, you have to have a get because it's a kedusha daraisa. Al Ketana Bas Yisrael Shenis the Koyin She Achelas Betruma, that this Kahanis is that got married to a Koyin through her mother or brothers." Is allowed to eat truma derabbanan. Il chareshes loy achlo. Why by chareshes we don't let her eat? Because there's a new rule, says the Gemara. Gzeirish shem yoichel chareshes b'chareshes. Chazal were concerned that if a pekeach married a chareshes, then we allow it to eat truma derabbanan. Maybe we'll allow if a cheresh marries a chareshes to eat truma. So ask the Gemara, why should that be a concern to us? V'leichel, why should she not eat? And why should we say that if a cheresh, if the pekech married the chereshes, it'll be all right? But if the cheresh marries the chereshes, it won't be. Katan eichel nevelasu. Because even if you'll say that she shouldn't be eating it, she's no worse than a katan who eats something that's not supposed to eat. And it says the Gemara with concern, zeresh shemiyachel cheresh bekachas, that if a cheresh married a bekachas, that the marriage is not a real marriage because he's a cheresh and he can't marry a woman, he doesn't have the proper das, and he may come to give his wife the bikachas to eat truma. Ask the Gemara, so what? The cheresh bikachas namalechel truma derabanan. Why shouldn't we let her eat truma derabanan? And says the Gemara, Chazal were concerned, Dima Asa Lalecha Truma Deraisa. If we're going to allow them to eat Truma Derabanan, as we say, we've only been speaking about Truma Derabanan, we may come to eat Truma Deraisa. So as we learned, as we just said, Rashi explains our Tai Gemara that every time the Gemara suggests that she's allowed to eat Truma, we're only speaking about Truma Derabanan, not Truma Deraisa. And the concern is that she may come to eat Truma Deraisa. That by Chareshes. There is a discussion amongst the Rishonim. The Rashba wants to suggest that maybe even that they may be even allowed to eat Truma Deraisa. So asks Rashi. So Gemara says the reason by Chareshes that married a Cheresh or a Pekeach, the reason we don't let her eat Truma because Truma Derabanan, because she may come to eat Truma Deraisa. So asks Rashi, if that's indeed a legitimate concern, so why don't we say by Ketana that she may not eat Truma, because we're worried that if a Katan will marry a Gedoyla, she may come to eat Truma Deraisa. Why by the Chareshes do we have this concern and not by the Ketana? So Rishonim answers, since a Katan is not common that they get married, it's considered a milsud loy shchicha. And since it's a milsud loy shchicha, the gazra bottom. The Ritva gives a different teretz. The Rishba says that everybody recognizes that a katan is unable to get married la lochem. And therefore, nobody's going to come to give by a katan to eat truma. Whereas by a chareshes, it's not so obvious. And since it's not so obvious, that's why the halacha is that we have to be concerned that they may come to eat the truma deraisa, they're not allowed to eat. But then I saw that Tosfos asks that the Gemara says hamasiyah banov abnois v'samach l'pirkan, somebody who marries off his children right close to when they're still ketanim, when they're not yet completely mature. All of our custom of Omer, Yadata Kishalom Alecha, that it's appropriate to marry off the children young. So what pshat that we just said, well, people don't get married young, so there's no reason to make such a gzeira. So Tosfos explains that exactly is pshat in the Gemara. Because we want these children, these ketanim, this ketana to get married off while she's young, we have to do things to encourage the marriage. So what do we do to encourage the marriage? We have them. We allow her to eat truma, as we explained a few moments ago. Truma is less expensive than chulin, and that will be an incentive for him to marry her. Whereas the other cases where we don't have that incentive, the halacha is, when by chareshes, there's no incentive to necessarily want to make such a marriage. Since there's no incentive to make such a marriage, the halacha is that we don't give a truma. The ketana continues the Gemara. Menol and dislek suba. From where do we know? Vashna ketana asked the Gemara dislek suba that Chazal instituted that even though her kedushin is only a kedusha de rabbanon, if the marriage was terminated, if the husband divorces her, he has to give her ksuba. Or maishna chareshes the leslek suba. Why by chareshes did they not give her ksuba? Answers the Gemara because im kain. We're worried, as we explained a few moments ago, we're anxious for this chareshes to get married. So we do everything to make that the marriage should happen. And one of the ways we incentivize is by not making the husband have to give her a ksuba. But if we're going to say that she's entitled to give her a ksuba, mimni v'loy nazbele, nobody will want to marry her. And as I saw, Tosfos points out, but one of the reasons that Chazal instituted a ksuba is that it should be a deterrent. He shouldn't be quick to divorce her. So why are we concerned that if a chareshes is not entitled to a ksuba, he'll be quick to divorce her? Answers Tosfos. There are really competing concerns here. On one hand, we're anxious to incentivize that she should be able to get married. On the other hand, we're concerned that shouldn't we should have a deterrent from him quickly divorcing her. And in every situation, Chazal make the decision what is the more important consideration. Ask the Gemara of Ketanim no longer this Ksuba. And from where do we know that Ketan is indeed entitled to Ksuba? The Tanan, Hamamenes, if a girl had Kedushay Drabonon, and she does Miyun, Veshniya, a woman is also to her husband as an Erva, as a Shniya, which is an Erva Drabonon, violinist, all of these women, ain't lam ksuba. They don't have a ksuba because the mamenis, she was the one that initiated the breakup of the marriage. Somebody who married a shniya, so Chazal instituted a knas that she should not be entitled to the ksuba because this is a marriage that should not have taken place. An islandess is a mekhtos. That's why they don't have a ksuba. Avo yoitz get, if somebody gives a wife a get, or a ketana, even if it's a ketana, the halacha is yesh la ksuba. So the chareshes, on the other hand, ask the Gemara Manola on the less ksuba. How do we know if somebody is married to chareshes, she's not entitled to ksuba? The Tanya says the Gemara, because we learned in the Brayis, a cheresh v'shoyte shenis v'pichos, if a cheresh or a shoyte marry a pikeach, apish nispakech a cheresh, v'nishtefa a shoyte, even though Baruch Hashem, the cheresh got healed, the shoyte became well, the lochas elam klum, and they dissolve the marriage, they're not entitled to ksuba. Rots l'kaimam, but if they continue the marriage, then yesh lam ksuba, they're entitled to ksuba. Ubikeach shenos achareshe shaita, afil kosla meyem mona, but if Ubikeach married this chareshe or shaita, even if he wrote a very large sum in the ksuba, ksubasa kiyamis, then the ksuba stands. It's his property. The ksuba is written off his assets, and a person has a right to do with his assets whatever he wants to do. But what do we see, says the Gemara? Why, when somebody marries a chareshes or a shaita, is the ksuba stand? Because the rotza, because he so chose to do halei rotza, but if he did not want to write a ksuba, then the halacha is ain't la ksuba. She's not entitled to ksuba. Why? Says the Gemara. The reason is because, as we explained a few moments ago, mimni v'loy nazbila. We're looking to encourage men to marry such women, and by instituting a ksuba, that's how we're going to get that they should agree to be married. Yehachi, says the Gemara, if that's the case, Pikhish l'cheresh l'sklem ksuba. Why, when a pikachas marries a cheresh, she should give a ksuba? Dimkei mimni v'lei nazbi. In other words, here we have the opposite situation, where the woman is Baruch Hashem a pikachas. The husband is the cheresh. He's the kind of man that women are not really anxious to marry. So ask the Gemara, we should institute that he should give her a ksuba, and like that, there's a greater chance that he'll agree to marry her. Answers the Gemara. Even though this man has a flaw, unfortunately, he has this issue that he's a cheresh, but women are still more anxious to get married than men. And that's enough of a reason that she'll get married to him, even though he has this issue, and that's why we do not have to institute a ksuba. Says the Gemara, who cheresh tava b'shivusa d'Ramalkia? There was a cheresh that lived in the neighborhood of Ramalkia, in Tzba Itasei, and he married a pikachas. The cost of law, and Ramalkia wrote a ksuba with a huge sum. Arba mei zuzim inichsei. He obligated himself 400 zuz from his property, from his assets, for his ksuba. Amra Rava. Rava, when he heard this story, said, "Man chachem k'Ramalkia the gavur rabahu." Ramalkia is a great individual, and he's a big talmid chacham, and he's a smart man. K'sava ila rotsa shivcha l'sham b'shem. This cheresh, unfortunately, has a hard time managing because he's a cheresh. So what would he do? He'll buy a shivcha to help him. Mila is zavnenoi, so he would buy one, yet no matter what the cost would be. Certainly, koshken hacha, when he marries a woman who will help him, and not only will the woman who he marries help him, but she'll also be his wife and they'll be able to have relations. Dikatati, she's a wife and she's a helper, that the smart thing for him to do is to encourage her to want to marry him. And how does he encourage her to want to marry him? By giving a ksuba. Amar chiba ashi amishmu, eshes cheresh, that somebody married the wife of a cheresh. So the question that we're going to begin to discussing, is this woman considered an eshes ish? If the woman is an eshes ish, somebody who has relations with her did a very serious aveira. If on the other hand, since he's only a cheresh, he doesn't have the proper das, and therefore she's not really considered an eshes ish. And therefore, the person who lived with her did not do an aveira. So whenever we have a situation where we're not sure if a person did an aveira or not, we bring an Ashim Tali. Here, we're saying that there wouldn't be a chiv in Ashim Tali. Vein chayv al Ashim Tali, he wouldn't even be obligated to bring an Ashim Tali. Says the Gemara, Lema Masayli, we'll bring a raya from the first Mishnah in Masech the Trumas to this halacha. The Mishnah over there tells us, Chamisha lo yitrumu. There are five individuals who should not take off truma. Vim tarmu, and even if they did, trumasin ain't trumasin truma. The first group are chereshayt v'katan, because they don't have the mental capacity to take off truma properly. V'kein atarim ashen shaloi. Even if he has mental capacity, one cannot take off truma from somebody else's produce without their permission. Because the pasuk says, kein terimu gam atem. And from the pasuk of kein terimu gam atem, l'rabbi shluchachem, that you could appoint somebody to take off truma on your behalf. But when you appoint somebody to take truma off on your behalf, there's the halachas of shlichus. What are halachas of shliach? When can somebody be a shliach on my behalf? If I appointed him. But if I didn't appoint him, he can't take off on my behalf. And if Akum took off truma from Yisrael's produce, a feel of Rishus Yisrael, even if he was given permission, ain't trumasa truma. Because the pasuk says, pasuk we just quoted, kein turimu gam atem. And we learn ma atem when we're speaking about you, about the person who's obligating the truma, he's a member of Klal Yisrael. Af shluchachem, the people you appealing to take off truma on your behalf, have to be b'nei bris, members of Klal Yisrael. Although an akum cannot take off truma from a Yisrael's produce on his behalf, but Tosfos says if an akum takes off produce from his own produce on behalf of Yisrael, it will be acceptable. But what do we see from here? That the cheresh is like the shayta and cotton. So certainly, if a shayta or cotton were to do a kedushin, we understand that that kedushin would not be a valid kedushin, because throughout halacha we know that a shayta and a cotton are not considered b'nei das. Says the Gemara that the Mishnah who groups the cheresh together with the shayta and the cotton is teaching us that he too doesn't, his act is totally meaningless. And therefore, his wife, the woman that he did kedushin with, is not considered an eshes ish. Says the Gemara, that isn't necessarily the reason. Elhu the Amar, Krebelazar, the holds the Tanya of Let's Go Mishim Rebelazar, Trumas Cherish, Leitetzel Chulin, Menei Sofik. That the halacha is, according to Rebelazar, that we're not so quick to say that a Cherish is not about das. And maybe Shmuel doesn't hold like that Mishnah. The Tanya, that says that Cheresh can't take off Truma. Because, says the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, Rav Yitzchak Ben Mishim Rebbe Elazar, Truma is Cheresh, Leitetzel Chulin. If a Cheresh took off Truma, we can't just ignore it. B'nei Shu Safik. Says the Gemara, if that's the way Shmuel holds, then Yisrael Eker Rebbe Elazar, Oshem Tali Na Melchayiv. So then the halacha ought to be that somebody who takes off Truma, has relations with the wife of a Cheresh, should be chayiv and Oshem Tali, because it should be considered a case of a suffix. Maybe she is an Eishes Ish. Answers the Gemara, Bina Chatichim Shtei Chatichas. The pasuk that discusses the halacha of Oshem Tali says, Vim nefesh v'nefesh kisechta, v'asa achas mikol metz Hashem, ashloisa sena, V'loy yoda v'osha v'nosam v'voinam. And Chazal, in the Masechta Kriyos of Yud Zayin on the base, teaches us mikra mitzvahs, that it has to be one of two. The halacha is that in order to chayv v'noshim tolui, it has to be that there were two pieces of meat. One was kosher, and one was not kosher. And somebody ate one of those pieces of meat, but he's not sure which piece of meat did he eat. Did he eat the kosher meat? Did he eat the non-kosher meat? That's when Chazal say that you bring an Oshem Tolu. But if there was only one piece of meat, according to this opinion, and you don't know if this piece of meat is kosher or non-kosher, and then somebody went and ate that piece of meat, then you don't bring an Oshem Tolu. When we're speaking in our case, where we don't know the status of the Eishes Ish of the Cheresh, it's only one piece of meat. And that's why the Gemara is suggesting that you don't bring an Oshem Tolu for her, because you never bring an Oshem Tolu unless there are two people in front of us, two pieces, two units, not just one. Ask the Gemara, Umibai Rabbi Elazar Chatichim Shtei Chatichis, does Rabbi Elazar require that there should be two units in order to be chayv an Oshem Tolu? Vatanya Rabbi Elazar Oyma Koi. Koi is an animal that is a suffix, if it's a chaya or a behema. And the halacha is that the chaylev of a behema is osur medaraisa. The suffik, the chaylev of a chaya is not osur medaraisa. And somebody ate a koi and ate the chaylev of the koi. The halacha, according to him, chayov and halachal by Yashm Toli. So we have a suffik that somebody eat chaylev deraisa or not. Rav Elazar says, you bring an Yashm Toli. Now here we don't have two units. So how can we say that the reason for Shmuel is saying that you don't bring an Oshem Tolu is because he holds like Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar holds that by Cheresh there's a Shaila. On the other hand, we see Rabbi Elazar would anyway not would say Yibzichayv an Oshem Tolu. Answer the Gemara: Savakla Rabbi Elazar b'chada. He holds like Rabbi Elazar regarding the question. Maybe he is a Bardas. And he holds that you only bring an Oshem Tolu when you have two units. Vikadamri, Amr B'chi Barashi, Amr Shmuel Eishes Cheresh. If somebody has relations with the Eishes Ish of a Cheresh, Chayav Lo Eshet Tolu. Meisvei asked the Gemara, Chamisha Lo Yitrumu. And so we see that the Shum of a Cheresh is nothing. Why therefore are you concerned that the Eishes Ish of a Cheresh is considered an Eishes Ish? Answers the Gemara, because Savala Krebelazar. Because he holds like Krebelazar, who disagrees with that Mishnah Masechta Trumas, and is not quite sure how to treat the Cheresh, and therefore the Truma that the Cheresh took is a Suffolk of its Truma, and the same will be with the Eishes Ish of a Cheresh. She may be an Eishes Ish, and you'll indeed bring an Oshem Tolu according to this version. By Rabashi, my time to Krebelazar. So Krebelazar has more of a regard for a Cheresh. And that's why, as we've learned twice already, Rabbi Elazar learns, unlike the Mishnah Masechta Trumas, that if a Cheresh takes off Truma, we need to be concerned that maybe it is a valid act of a Frosh's Truma. But now the Gemara wants to analyze what is the basis for Rabbi Elazar's opinion. My Talmud Rabbi Elazar is a Mishnah Pshitalei, the Cheresh Dat the Kalishtahi, that a Cheresh has weaker intelligence. And the question, however, is, if this weaker intelligence, even though we're clearly establishing that he has weaker intelligence, maybe that's still enough intelligence to be halachically considered, or is that not enough intelligence? But Rabbi Elazar holds, whatever level of intelligence a cheresh has, that's considered the level of intelligence he has. Our question here is that considered enough intelligence to give power to what he did? Or Duma, Pshita Dadata Kalishti, V'loi Dat Tzlusahu, that the Cheresh has weaker intelligence, and it's not adequate intelligence to give it halachic meaning. V'achai Netama, why therefore would Rabbi Elazar be concerned with the act of a cheresh, if we're clearly saying that he doesn't have the proper level of intelligence? Because itim cholim itim shaitam. Sometimes the cheresh could have moments that he's like a bikeach. And because we need to be concerned that maybe what he did during such a moment. That's why we have to be concerned with what he did. Ask the Gemara. So we've given two different ways of possibly understanding the approach of Rebbe Lezer. But ask the Gemara, l'may nafkamina, what is the halachic nafkamina? Answers the Gemara, l'hoitzi ishta beget. If he gave a get. Yeah, mitchadadatu. It will say that he always has that same level of intelligence. Kedusha gach kerushin, a concept that we discussed with in the previous year. Whatever level of intelligence he had when he got married, he has that same level of intelligence when he gets divorced. So if that level of intelligence could create a kedushin, albeit a kedusha cherish, albeit only a kedusha drabonim, it could also affect a gerushin, albeit midrabonim. Yeah, amrit, but if we're going to say that the concern is that itim cholam itim shaita, he has different phases, and sometimes he's of full intelligence, and sometimes not, then the halacha would be kedusha matz mekadesh, gerusha lematz megarish. He would be able to marry and not get divorced. Because we need to be concerned that at the moment he did the kedushin was a moment when he was cholam. It was a moment when he was healthy. But when he did the gerushin, he wasn't healthy. And therefore, the gerushin of somebody who's not a bardas cannot be a good gerushin for the kedushin that was done by a bardas. So ask the Gemara, Mai, what is the basis of the Rebbe Lozer's opinion? The Gemara remains with a teiku. Mishtatis, we learned, if somebody married a woman who's bikachas, and then unfortunately she became a shaita, mishtatis, you can't divorce her. However, a woman who was always a shaita can't have kedushin. Here we're speaking about a woman who was originally bikachas, was able to receive kedushay daraisa, and then, unfortunately, she became a shaita, and therefore now she does not have the mental capacity to get a get. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Dvar Torah shaita miskareshes. Midaraisa, says Rabbi Yitzchak, she can get a get. Midarave kachas, just like midaraisa, as we said in our previous year, midaraisa, a get could be effective bal korcha. We don't need the consent of We don't need to have the consent of the wife to get a get. Matam amru. So if that's the case, why did Chazal say that einam egreshes shlayinu b'men kafker? Chazal had a new consideration. That was a consideration that once she's divorced, now she's married. But once we divorce her, she won't. There's nobody to watch her. And since there's nobody to watch her, Chazal were concerned that she'll be treated minik hefker, and that's why she should not get divorced. That's why we may not divorce her. Hechidami, ask the Gemara, which is the shaita that was saying midaraisa can receive a get, but midarabanan not. Ilema, the das lashma gita, that she's a woman that knows to protect the get that she receives. And she also is intelligent enough to protect, to watch herself. So ask the Gemara, why would we be concerned that if we'll divorce her, Nagiba Minakhefka? Says the Gemara, we're talking about a woman, says the Gemara, if it's such a woman, can we say that Midaraisa she can become divorced? The pasuk that speaks about a husband giving a wife a get says, somebody who's able to participate in a transaction. If she's so weak and intelligent, she can't get a get midaraisa. That when is a wife considered divorced? That she understands that what the divorce affects is that the marriage is terminated. But if she doesn't understand that concept, then she's not considered divorced. That she keeps on coming back, says the Gemara. So that can't be, asked the Gemara, the woman who midaraisa to get a get. Says the Gemara. So again, who is the shaita that is midaraisa able to get a get, but the Rabbanon said should not get a get? Says the Gemara. Tzricha. We were talking about a woman, the Yudas Lishma Gita. She knows how to protect a document. However, for any Yudas Lishma Atzma, she doesn't know how to watch herself. Dva Torah. So midaraisa, such a woman, shaita miskareshes, she's able to get a get. Why? The Yudas Lishma Gita. She knows how to protect that document. But on the other hand, Amar Rabbanon, Loilifka, Chazal said we should not give a get. That why did Chazal say would not give her a get? Shloyinibog minikhefkar. Amar Bai, Daikanami, from our Mishnah, it also seems clearly that that's the way to understand. The Ketani, Gabadidah, the Mishnah, when it spoke about the woman who became a Shaita, Nishtatis Layotza. If she became Nishtatis, she cannot become divorced. Gabadidah, the Mishnah uses a different terminology. The Mishnah says Layotzi Elamis. And the question is, when we speak about the man becoming a Shaita, the Mishnah add the word Elamis. He can never give a get. When we speak about her, the Lord Tani Alamas, Al Shemam Nahada Raisa, a man who is a Shaita Rechman Tzlan, can't give a get Midaraisa because he doesn't have the mental capacity. And a man who doesn't have the mental capacity cannot give a get. When we speak about her, on the other hand, she, as we just explained, is a person, Yadas Lishma Gita, Ve'eni Yadas Lishma Atzma. And therefore, it's midaraisa, she's able to get a get, but midarabanan, the halach is, she can't get a get. The Mishnah taught us that if a bekeich married a bekeches, and then nischar she'isha, she became nebuchachareshes, the husband can divorce her. Because a get does not need that the woman have das. A get could be given to the woman even without her consent. But if on the other hand, the husband became a cheresh, he can never give a get because he doesn't have das. And therefore, since he doesn't have gas, he can't give a get. Amr Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Why is this? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and our Mishnah had a difficulty understanding why we treat the cheresh and the chereshes differently. Ibayluhu. So the Gemara wants to understand Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's opinion. Ish pshitalei. To Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it's poshit that a man that became a cheresh doesn't have the ability to give a get because he doesn't have das. Ishikam Ibayluhu. And the question was, why could a woman who became a chereshes be divorced? I don't know ish pshitalei that the woman can receive a get because a get doesn't require das. And now his question was, ish kamer boilei, he should be able to give a get. Tashma, says the Gemara, mid kamerlei, we find the Chacham responding to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri by saying, ein adam in isha mekadosh l'isha miskareshes. She ishi yoytzes, when you divorce a wife, you could divorce the ritzoyna v'shaloy ritzoyna. Vish ein amoytze el ritzoyna. So we see that the focus, shma mino, was an ish kamer boilei, and the answer was that a man, the question was, why should the man be different than the woman? And just like the woman doesn't need das, so should be the halacha by the man. And the answer was that a man, and the answering why a man is different. So we see from here that the focus was on the man. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's point. Says the Gemara, Adi Rabba, mid the kamerlei, from the fact that the chamim, after they brought what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, that the halacha is that even the chereshes who has a kedusha deraisa to get divorced, avzu, the halacha therefore should be also that a bekachash and a scharsha kriyotz ba. So we see shma mino that the focus is not really on the man. The focus kami boilei. So ask the Gemara. We have a stira in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said the chacham say the man and the woman are different, and the first pshat was that we see from here, the focus is on the man. But then, when the Chachamim brought Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudai, as we just said, we see from there, the focus is on the woman. Ella, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the very Kamala. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was speaking to the Rabbanim. And he was saying, Ladidi, according to me, Keich de Ishlai Matsu Magarish, a man who's a Cherish, can't affect the divorce. He has no das. Ishinami loy megarsha. Eladet hu, that you say that there's a difference between the man and the woman. My question to you is, maishno isha or maishno ish? Why do you make such a distinction? Amalei enedome isha megarish, lisha meskareshes. So we see, and then they brought Rabbi Yochanan ben Gaguda as a raya. So we see that they were speaking to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, and he was saying that everybody needs das, and they responded, yes, the man needs das, but not the woman. So we learned in the Mishnah, the hey Rabbi Yochanan ben Gaguda, al chareshes ktana, a girl was a chareshes a ktana, shesi avia, that her father married off, and that marriage is a kedusha deraisa, because a father has a right to marry off his daughter when she's a ketana, that she could get, the husband could give her a get. Because we don't need her consent. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Medusa Shabbi Yochanan ben Gaguda, that even in a case where we had a Kedusha deraisa, the halacha is, any get will be still effective, and she could get the get even though she has no das. Amar Edim, in a case where somebody said to Edom, Ruget Zeh Shani Noisen, I'm giving my wife a get. Amalei, and then he said to the wife, Imalei Kinsi Shtar Chayv Zeh. He misled her. And he said that the document I'm giving you is a Shtar Chayv, because he was embarrassed to tell her it was a get, still it was Megureshes. So we see that even though she was misled, it's still a get, because we don't need her das. Ask the Gemara, Miloi Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Gaguda Loi Binan Data. Because, just like Rabbi Yochanan ben Gaguda in our Mishnah said that she doesn't have to have das, Hachanami, even though she thinks it's a shtar chayv, but it's really a get, lebin and data. Says the Gemara, pshita. We've been learning throughout that we don't need the wife's das to get a get. What is the chiddush in this story? Meditema, and madutema, midalam le kinsi shtar chayv zeh. Maybe you don't need to have das, but here he said that the document he's giving her, which is really a get, he's saying is a shtar choyv. Maybe by making this declaration, what he's doing is betule bedatle. He's being mevatel what he originally said to the Edom, that this should be a get. The kamash malon, im isa the batle, if that was his intention, let him have a kamale. Who would he say that I don't want to divorce my wife to the Edom? And therefore, says the Gemara, mida Loy Amal Edom, since that was not a declaration that he said to Edom, clearly, Lebat Loy Midi, he still very much intends to use this document as a get. So if that's the case, why, when he gave the get to the wife, did he say, Kinsi Shtar Chav Zoyer? Why didn't he say the truth that it's a get? Says the Gemara, he was embarrassed to tell his wife that he's divorcing her, so he said that's a shtar choyv. But that's the chiddush, that even though he said that it's a shtar choyv, maybe we should take that as an indication that he's moving away from divorcing her. Teaches us the Gemara, that's not true, and when he gives her this document, even though she has no idea that's a get, she has no consent to a get, we don't need her consent, and the get is a get. Of course, we have to mention that this halacha, that we don't need to have the consent of a wife for the get to be a valid get, is only din midaraisa. But now, as the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezra, Siman Aleph of Eben Ezra talks, speaks about, we have the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershom, which Rabbeinu Gershom instituted a Chayim, that a man may not divorce a wife without her consent, and therefore the get that was given under misleading circumstances or without her consent is not considered a valid get.